Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
Piece of chocolate, Yael?
You bet. Thanks, Don.
You're very welcome.
Wait a minute. Weren't you playing the Flight of the Bumblebee last time you offered me a truffle? And the time before that, too, now that I think about it? Are you suddenly a huge Rimsky-Korsakov buff? Or is there something fishy going on here?
Who, me?
Are you trying to condition me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What, you think I'm not much different from one of Pavlov's dogs?
Not much different from one of Mizunami's cockroaches, actually. Haven't you heard? Scientists in Japan have conducted their own Pavlovian experiment, but using cockroaches. They exposed a group of cockroaches to a particular odor every time they gave them a sugar solution to feast on. Later, when they exposed them to the odor alone, no sugar solution in sight, the little devils drooled.
Gross.
Their control group was given the sugar solution without being exposed to the odor. When this group was later exposed to the odor alone, no sugar solution, they produce no more saliva than normal.
Are you telling me this in order to ruin my truffle-eating experience?
I'm telling you this because this study is pretty cool when you think about it. It means that even very simple-brained creatures like cockroaches can learn and remember.
That is cool and completely terrifying. I guess that with this and their infamous resilience, cockroaches have the brains and the brawn.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Preston Garrity in Psychological and Brain Sciences.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.